With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Justice Department is resisting the unsealing of the affidavit behind the search warrant for former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. In a new court filing Monday, the DOJ said its disclosure would irreparably harm the government's ongoing criminal investigation. The Inflation Reduction Act is set to be signed into law tomorrow. Democrats pushed the bill through the House late last week, just days after it narrowly passed the Senate. Two former Minneapolis police officers found guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights are rejecting a plea deal offered by state prosecutors. Lisa Taylor has more.
J. Alexander King and Tu Tao appeared this morning at a state appeals hearing and were offered a deal to plead guilty to aiding and abetting manslaughter in Floyd's death. In exchange, an aiding and abetting second-degree murder charge would be dropped and they would serve a 3-year sentence. Their state trial is set for October 24th.
I'm Brian Shook.
This segment is sponsored by the Cala Mesa Event Center, and we thank them for their community support. The Cala Mesa Event Center, formerly the Cala Mesa Country Club, supports not only this radio station, but fun along with great memories in your future. They're ready for your special event. If you're looking for a sophisticated and friendly place to hold your special wedding, anniversary, birthday party, fundraiser, and more, then you need to contact the Cala Mesa Event Center. For a no-fuss, smooth event, contact Lori at 909-553-2619. That's 909-553-2619. Or Google Cala Mesa Event Center and get ready for fun.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website, www.xscvs.com, for more information.
Karen and the staff at It's a Dog's World Canine Academy reminds listeners this summer, never leave your pets alone in parked cars with the windows closed, as dehydration, heat stroke, and death can occur in just minutes. So make sure they have a steady supply of water and shade. This message from It's a Dog's World Canine Academy in Chino, teaching people how dogs think, is their commitment. For all your boarding, training, private lessons, off-leash, service dog needs, and more, call 909-548-3150 for a free consultation. That's 909-548-3150 or online at itsadogsworld.biz.
It's a luau!
Let's go luau now. Woody and the Longboards and great barbecue food luau style coming this Thursday. Free lays and hugs to the first 100 people, and the entertainment is all for free. The Cala Mesa Cultural and Performing Arts Association, along with the Cala Mesa Event Center and this radio station, presents the best concerts on the green yet this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Bring a comfortable chair and your fun attitude along with your Hirachi sandals too, if you have them. Cool breeze.
Mysteries and cocktails and mocktails all await you as well. Come enjoy music Beach Boys style from the 60s to the 80s. Concerts on the Green. Plenty of parking this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. It's free. Google Calamasa Event Center because there's nowhere else to be but Calamasa.
Be safe. Be ADT safe. ADT Alarms will help you make your world a better place. Be baby safe. Be home safe. Be business safe. So protect yourself with ADT and Safe Streets, your local authorized provider. And now, through the end of next month, Safe Streets ADT has a special plan to help you accomplish your safety with all free equipment and low-cost monthly fees. From door and motion sensors to glass shatter alarms, cameras, along with alarms that just don't fail, ADT can help you be safe all through the day and all through the night. Go to BADTSafe.com. That's BADTSafe.com and click on the special button with the code ADTRadio and save. Or text Gabriel Varner at 330-999-0279 to get all your free ADT equipment with low-cost monthly monitoring. Do it now because there's no better time to be safe with ADT. That's BADTSafe.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Miss your favorite show? Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com. KCAA.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Still nothing come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard or go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Gotta take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. Until this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Don't let them hold you down. You gotta get up. On your dreams. Never give up. Keep on rocking, you gon' make it, keep believing. Never, never, never give up.
I'ma keep hustling till I'm down in the dirt. Number one rule is my family is first. I know you're probably saying this dude trying to preach a sermon. Let me speak cause the streets deserve it. At least they learn it, but the pain and the progress. Face to face with the strain of the process. Don't live your life like a Loch Ness. Anybody can succeed if you compete in the contest. You look and you find less. Don't digress. Stick with your plan. It's just time's test. And I bet with a little persistence, determination, and a little resistance, nothing can stop you from reaching your peak. But honestly, you're the reason this reason.
Robert Ford with I Love San Radio Radio Show on KCAA NBC 106.5 FM, 102.3 FM, 1050 AM, where we will talk politics, culture, and history. Yes, team, today I'm back. It's been 2 weeks. I went on vacation up in Northern California. We went to Magalia with Danny to visit her mom and her dad in Portola. We had a great old time. I got a little fishing done. And then last week, unfortunately, my my grandma Davis, rest in peace, passed away. So we're dealing with a little family tragedy right now, and it's really sad. And I do miss my grandma and my grandpa so much. You got to deal with things. And she's in a better place up there with my my family members that have passed along. And she's with grandpa, so I'm sure she's very happy up in heaven right now. Before we get into the show, I'd like to mention our sponsors. Celebrity Bar and Grill over there on 40. Ooh. I don't know if you've been there, team, but they got some good burgers. He's got steaks. He's got a new menu right now. So I don't have the new menu on me right now, but I know he's still got top sirloin steaks and things like that. And all the drinks you can, bottomless drinks, and you got the money, right? So head on over to Celebrities and have a drink. You can have a virgin drink. It's all right. That's all I got. I don't drink anymore, but I still go over to Celebrities and spend some money. Have a salad. Man, he's got a great ranch sauce. Max has really got it going on over there. And there's even a sign that says he's got the best tacos in San Bernardino. So it must be true. It must be true. Nice. Have you guys been to Celebrities before?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's a cool cat, and Max really tries to help out in the community. He gives us all a place to perform, lets people meet at his place. So, and then, of course, sponsoring this show, he helps San Bernardino get informed and also sponsors I Love San Bernardino Online. So he's a good guy, and I do appreciate you, Max and Zoe. Good people. I'd also like to mention, how do I request city services? Like, how do you get a hold of the city? You say you got a pothole, you got graffiti, you got a homeless encampment. What, you got some kind of problem that the city can fix? Well, you got this. It's called the mobile app of Go Request. So it's Go SB City. It's a mobile app that you can get on your phone, and you can take a picture of it and send it on in. Online, you can go to sanbernardinocity.org and SB, sanbernardino.org/SB Access. Or you can call 909-384-7272, Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 909-384-7272. And let them know what you got going on. They'll come on out there. We had, at Amy's house, we had a leak that happened under the sidewalk. And it was just bubbling out. I mean, there's a little swampy area there.
Yeah.
So we got a hold of the city, and they came on out, and they fixed it. They had to actually break out the cement and put in a new sidewalk. Yeah. Wow. But they took care of it, and I really do appreciate the city planning department and, all the work that they do and helping us. So the city workers don't get enough respect.
They don't.
It's often all the stuff's on the politicians. Mm-hmm. So I want to give a shout out to all the city workers and all the stuff that they do out there, including the San Bernardino Police Department.
Amen.
We saw this weekend, I guess they were over there at the opening of the Arrowhead Country Club, the new opening of the golf club, and they had their horses over there. So me and Amy were over at Rosa Maria's on Sierra Way, and we see these horses with the Mountain PD rolling by. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they often go to a lot of different events like America's Night Out and the different things and show the kids the horses. And then also they ride the horses at the raves and different things like that if they have to take them into the wash areas, things like that. So it's kind of cool to have mounted police. I mean, it's not gun smoke time, but it's still really
before.
Cool. I'd also like to mention Dump Day. We got Dump Day is on September 20. We got August 27th coming up here. So August 27th is Paris Hill Park. So you can go to that one. There's also one on September 24th at San Manuel Stadium. These go until October 29th and also November 19th. And you can bring household items, but no hazardous materials or construction materials, and no commercial vehicles. So also bring a, let's see here. You have to bring a gas, electric, or water bill or your driver's license to prove that you live in the city.
Mm.
So use those dump days. Just don't dump it on the side of the road or anything.
Nope,
that is crapola. I often see it happen.
Is that for like appliances too? A lot of people leave the appliances out.
As long as it's not hazardous material, bring it on over there, and then they throw it in their dumpsters and take it away, and then you don't have to pay the dump fees, which can be expensive. Because San Marino has a real problem with dumping, you know, from landscaping waste to everything. So that's really good. So on today's show, we got Johnny Carrera with Angel Heart Biotrauma, a crime scene cleanup. How you doing today, Johnny?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Right on. And then we also have Ernesto Ferreira and Katrina Cruz from Aaron's Light, a 501c3 pending housing company helping San Bernardino for almost 10 years.
Karina and
hi. Oh, Karina?
It happens all the time.
Karina. All right.
Yes.
All right, and thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And how did they get on my show? Well, they sent me a message. They said, hey, do you do shows like this? And I think both of them may have hit me up during election time.
Right.
So everyone was campaigning.
You were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, it's hard because
you're everywhere.
It's important that our people understand
absolutely
who they're voting for because those are our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And I want them to know all the different candidates. So actually last election, I had every candidate except one. And I almost didn't do the mayor, but he begged his way on last show.
Good job.
And that's how seasoned politicians do it, by the way, right? They want to get on the day of the election or day before. So like they can get a little play. I used to be a supporter, and I had a falling out with him. Over how he treated his workers and the people that were under him, and it wasn't right. He said it was politically motivated, but then I went to those people and asked them. And when seven people don't lie, they tell you the same story.
Yeah,
kind of like, I wonder if that's true. And then like the way he treated me too. Also, I asked him on the show before like the elections, and he said he would come on, and he didn't show up. So then, like, we had a show about him, and then he got a hold of the owner of the station, trying to get him kicked off, right?
Really?
Then
yes, sir.
The owner put us on three times that week, so he wasn't very successful. So, yes, you, Mayor Valdivia, clean up your signs. You know, you're almost done here. I know you're lame duck, but at least get out there and clean up your signs around the city. I went down Pacific today, and I was just absolutely angry. Can you stay farted off? I was farted off by all of your signs that are still up after the election is done over. You know you're done. Go clean up your signs, man. That is glittering.
And if they put them high, too.
If that was anybody else, they would probably arrested them for glittering. Like, clean up your signs, dude. And I'm not saying it here. I said it at the last city meeting, too. I'm like, hey, dude, clean up your signs, man. Even though he left early. You know, of course, he left early.
Right. So, yeah, he left about an hour and a half in.
Yes, he rolled right out of there, and before that, he comes up to me and kind of tried to intimidate me a little.
No.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Porter?
With the hard handshake.
But we all know that when you're an incumbent and you lose an election, it's really hard to get back in there, buddy. Mm. It's really hard, especially when you have so many things against you and as much money as you spent on lawyers. Anyways, we're going to have a new mayor. I'm not sure if it's going to be Mr. James Penman or Mrs. Helen Tran. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to see. Both great candidates. We're probably going to be having on the show soon. What I like about Mr. Penman is he's got a lot of history of our city. He's been through a lot of problems in our city. That also means experience with how things run. And sometimes it's kind of hard when you're new to get, you know, hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. So that's what he has for him. But I like what Helen brings to the table as well. She's a wonderful speaker. She's very intelligent. She's also worked within the city in the HR department. So she knows some of the inner workings as well. So she's not like a novice. She's really already into the game. And she also works for another city. So she knows what's going on. So it'll be great to have both of them. I hope they can clean up the city, help our homeless situation. Not just clean it up, but help them find a way to get off the streets. Also,
mental health.
Yeah. And then also clean up these encampments. Send the ones that are not from here back to their house, wherever they're from. LA does, like sends them way to here. Same thing. I think if you're from a certain area, they should take care of their people. And that's why
don't bring them over.
Yeah, yeah. and if they're from here, let's take care of them. Let's find them a way into proper housing and maybe into one of your programs eventually to own a house.
Absolutely,
right?
That's what we're here for. That
up, and that's what we want to discuss and kind of broaden the whole spectrum of that.
Well, we'll get right to that. Is there anything else? Oh, I want to mention that I was a little disappointed today. Our commission meeting for the Arts and Historical Preservation Commission didn't have quorum. I guess some people were on vacation and a few people were sick. So we only had four members and we need 5 out of 9. So we couldn't work on anything. But the arts grants that we're giving out, the deadline has been extended into September. So if you are a part of a 401c3 or you're an artist that can work with a 401c3, you can ask for one of these arts grants and do a performing art, a painting, a mural, teaching kids how to paint, make video, whatever your idea is, it has to do with the arts. Check out the Parks and Recs website and look for the arts grants for the arts. And, put in your application, fill it all out, and see, you might get some free money. There's $100,000 there, so you might as well go for
That's
it, right?
Great.
Other than that, I guess we could get going on this show. Man, I want my clock doesn't work in here, so I feel like lost and like we need some new batteries, man. Does the station need $5 for some batteries, dude?
I feel like 99 cents.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start with Johnny Carrera with Angel Heart Biotrauma.
Thank you. So you
got a hold of me a few months ago and said that you've been doing crime scene cleanup. Now I think I've actually watched some Discovery special or something on cleanup, and I've seen a little bit about what they do. Back in the day when my uncle had committed suicide, there was a cleanup that had to be done inside a house. And the fire department came in the 80s and did it themselves.
Right.
But I assume as busy as our safety workers are nowadays, it's hard for them to have time to do all that stuff too.
Right.
So you've created a business to help them in those situations.
Yes, I have.
And also help the regular people as well.
Yes, I do.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first, what's your connection to San Bernardino, and then how you came up with your business.
Right. Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I started this business about 3 years ago here in San Bernardino. I pretty much was going from job to job at one time, and then I finally settled into truck driving and janitorial work. And I'd been doing it for a while. And one of my friends got a hold of me one weekend and said, hey, can I borrow some of these, a mop and some Fabuloso and some buckets so I can help clean up a situation where he was living at out in the desert, help clean up his mom, his auntie died.
Mm-hmm.
And when his auntie had died, and she had been there for about a week or two before they had found her. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll let you borrow them, but wait, I'll go with you. So the next day he gives me the address, and I get up to the house, and it was pretty far out there. And I immediately turned off the car, and I could smell the smell that you will never forget what death smells like from a human decomposing body. And I could smell it from the outside. It was a two-story house. She had passed away in. She had a couple little Pomeranians. And he opened the door. He greeted me in. And just a big woof of just flies, like a curtain, just come flying out of this home. And he showed me the downstairs. She was semi-hoarder. Hoarder is a person that has stuff piled up. And I could see in the kitchen this brown goo with maggots on the floor. And he had said she had died upstairs. So me and him go upstairs, and I just have a towel. I want to throw up so bad in this towel, but I got to help my friend. He really needed help. And we get up to the second floor, and the body was where it was at on the bed, and she had leaked through the bedding down to the carpet. First floor, and then into the kitchen.
So the body has been removed by the coroner?
The body had been removed by the coroner already. They had been out there. It took them close to 2 days to show up. Wow. After he had, they had called the fire department and the police. They took about 2 days for them to come pick her up. And mind you, she also had three little Pomeranians. And what happens to an animal when it goes back to animal instinct when it's not getting fed?
Starts chewing.
Yeah, so...
Actually, I do remember this story in the news, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and so they started to eat, and they, you know, so basically I looked at my friend like, I can't let you out here by yourself, we got to do this. So me and my friend took about 7 days in basketball shorts, filas, and a towel wrapped around our head, and just started throwing everything out the window that stunk or had anything red on it, and ended up from the top floor and 4 feet of drywall across the room, because that's where the little dogs are trying to go out the window. So we had to take out 4 feet of drywall throughout the whole entire house, the top floor to the bottom floor in the kitchen, and everything in the kitchen, because it got into the cabinets, into the dishes, and it just started leaking down the walls. Mm-hmm. So as I was doing that, it got me to thinking, who does this? Who can? Is there a company out there that will answer their phone? Will it come out to the high desert? Will they come out to Barstow, Yucca Valley? Who does this? And nobody. And it got me to thinking, man, there's got to be a way that a person can help a family out with situations like this. How can I help?
Yeah, because the family doesn't want to do that. They don't want.
No, there's so many things wrong that can happen if a family.
They're grieving already. I mean, that just.
They're grieving already, and it's also psychological.
Traumatic.
Right. There's no insurance coverage for this type of issues.
There is. I'll get to that. But as far as the psychological aspect of having your loved ones, your mom, your cousins, clean up after someone has passed away, their grandmother passed away, and the grandkids don't want to clean it. I'll clean it for them. I'll clean it and come for them. About the business, the first thing is we do is separates us from the rest is that we have empathy and compassion here in the San Bernardino County, here in San Bernardino City, San Bernardino, here in the high desert. We have compassion and empathy.
Yeah, if you're there to help.
We're there to help. Well, the first question that I ask is, are you okay? Hmm. Are you okay? Do you need prayer? I have teams of people on standby right now that are willing and able to come to a scene, and we can pray with them. We can hold their hand when they're going through the most vulnerable point in their life, when they don't know who to turn to. I have a team of people. We'll come in and we'll pray with you. See if you need any clothing, any food. You need your lights on. You need the kids to go somewhere. We have teams of people that will come in and say, hey, we'll take care of this. And that's what separates me from the rest of the industry. There's not too many people out here in San Bernardino County. I'm the only one that is willing and able to, you know what, stand aside. Let me help you.
Yeah, like wow, man, that's a hardcore job, dude.
Yes, sir.
So what do you do for yourself, and for your wife who you brought with you? Like, how do you make sure that you get the help you need too? Because isn't it hard on you?
Like, you got to decompress. You have to decompress. And with my faith in our church, the Way World Outreach, that I'm able to pray and have prayer and just. And say, you know, you take it away, Lord. You help me with this.
And yeah, because the Lord sees. I mean,
yes,
sure,
He does.
I'm sure, like He's happy that you're helping those families as well.
Yes, sir.
Like He sent you.
The compassion and empathy is quite easy for the fact that, you know, it's my faith. The compensation comes later, and that's part of doing business. Mm-hmm. And it has to be done. It has to. You can't buy and sell a home if there's bio in it.
Yeah.
If there's fentanyl that needs to be eradicated, or if there's...
So you do drugs as well?
I do anything that has to do with bio in a home.
So what happens, like, if there's like a meth lab in a...
Well, there's a certain...
Say there's a meth lab in a garage. What would you do?
There's certain protocols you have to do. Well, who first found it? Police department or just a regular resident? It has to be noted in the archive somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the police department, usually the ones that handled the case, they can't go in the house. They can't come out of the house. They can't be it can't be occupied until it's fully eradicated by a professional company, a bioremediation company. You first have to get a industrial hygienist to come out and test the soil, test the walls, test the electrical boxes, because electrical, it seems like it attracts it, the chemicals inside the meth. Well, that's a long story. It goes deep. But they would have to come out and...
So anything that tests positive, it has to be removed.
It has to be removed. No question asked. It has to be removed.
Because I've actually saw studies about this where back in the day, they just left. They didn't really care, and people ended up having their kids, like, living in old... like meth lab rooms and things.
Yeah, and those are bathtub, you know, clandestine drug labs. And now the protocol is that you have to fully eradicate that with an industrial hygienist. Will tell you the parameters California set where that home can be below certain amount of contaminants in the house. If you can be from smoking meth or to having a full-on lab. Mm-hmm. It would need to be tested. And once it's tested, they're going to tell you what room has the most affected. And then you make a plan to eradicate it. Now, when I'm talking about a plan to eradicate meth lab and fentanyl is that you have to tear out the drywall of the home. Mm-hmm. You have to triple wash the beams. You would have to take out all the furniture.
So you bring a hose in there and squirt them down?
It's pretty much, but with chemicals. Okay. And then now you have to dry them. Now you have to dry the home.
Big fans.
Well,
and vacuums to suck out water?
That was back then. And they still do that. It's called triple washing. Okay. And now I've come up with a chemical through a partnership that you don't have to take out the walls no more. You don't have to you don't have to take off the drywall. You don't have to take out. We have a solution that is just as effective as the best formula out there.
It renders the chemicals in.
And we just have to foam the home and just squeegee it off. And it varies from person to contractor through contractor. But to clean a house that was filled with meth lab and fentanyl, you're looking at about $50,000. In about a week, a week worth of time. That's just to eradicate it. Now, you need another 50 or so to rebuild your home.
Wow. Now, Angel, and who determines that, you know, this is clean and qualified and it's, I mean, who comes in and determines that?
I do.
Oh, okay.
You got the certification
for us and determine and sign off that the property is. And I'm only saying,
yes.
In the case, like you said, is because, you know, if you have to sell a property, right, you want to make sure that it passes all the...
So we have to bring the hygienist, industrial hygienist back in, and he does his field test. He does his field test, and he signs off, and he gives me kind of like a receipt, and I know that my job was good.
Oh. Have you ever had a situation where there was an area that you missed or anything, and then you have to just do that again?
Never, sir. I make sure I do it as professionally as possible.
Okay.
I make sure that every part of your property was gone back to pre-contamination.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, sir.
And protecting yourself, like what kind of gear PPE do you wear?
So I'm not just like a regular Molly maid, you know. I have the...
You're not wearing a little black skirt.
No, I'm not wearing no French outfit.
That's for at home.
That's a whole different show.
Wow.
I'm actually talking to Deanna's wife right there.
Wow. Yeah, no.
She's like, yes.
You got that?
No, I'm fully protected. I got Tyvek suits. I'm triple gloved. I got the full facial mask, half mask. I have cooling pads. underneath my PPE, which would be the whole suit, Schedule C, A, B, whatever. I got them all. Booties, gloves.
So I know that your specialty, Angel, is obviously, you know, the situation gets is very, you know, sensitive.
Right.
Above everything else.
Right.
But there are other situations that you can come in and take care of, you know, contamination in a home for other sources.
I have a partner right now that is going to be, he's going to be doing pretty big deal contracts in LA, and he wants me to get on board to supervise some of his workers, because most of this is, you can just put a suit on, or you can don a suit and doff a suit. And there's certain ways and OSHA requirements that you take off a suit and put it back on, and cross-contamination. A lot of people don't know that just by a swipe of somebody's PPE can contaminate you.
Yeah.
If I had...
And if it's fentanyl, it could kill
if
you.
If it was fentanyl, you can't even be in the room.
Wow.
You can't even be in the room, you OD.
So clearly you take all the precautions that are necessary.
I take all the OSHA requirements necessary.
And above that, probably, I would say.
I go above that.
Do those clothes have to be cleaned afterwards?
No, everything that I own is bio. You can toss it.
Oh, okay.
My PPE comes where you can just rip it off afterwards and toss it in the bio bag.
Okay.
So everything, you don't want to use anything twice.
Right.
Just your mask, but that gets cleaned, you know. Okay. So there's certain protocols I have to adhere to in this business.
No, Angel, it's really interesting you say that, because there's nobody else is, you know, providing this amazing, you know, sensitive service, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, because how do you know who to call? So how do they reach you? How do they know how to call you? How do they know how to get a hold of you?
There was nobody that taught me how to get a hold of anybody. Just going down the basics of business and how to promote yourself to business, it was kind of complicated for the fact that I didn't have no money starting. Mm. So when you don't have no money starting and you want to start a company, you need help. You need some type of somebody to just actually literally hold your hand, and you know you have a heart, compassion for something. You want to do something in this world and you have no money. What do? And this is how I started. I just looked into how to start a business by doing a business plan and sticking with that business plan and getting a hold of SBA, Small Business Association. They were lucrative in helping me with doing a business plan and getting a hold of somebody where I can talk to and glean things off of. What's a DBA? What's a doing business as? Oh my God, what paper do I got to put it in?
Oh, yeah.
How many weeks? Oh my God, what does this mean? Should I get LLC? Should I incorporate? What kind of insurance? And nobody told me those. Nobody taught me that. But being that I did a little bit of business management in college and getting a little bit picking up there, I just went on the Lord's will. Can you help me, God? And sure enough, it strengthened me. And now I was able to create an LLC. A business here, business license in San Bernardino and the surrounding cities, like vendors licenses. I was able to get on major OSHA compliance websites. And then what I started to do is, now that I protected myself away from my family's wealth, I started to advertise on Google, Facebook, Google SEOs. Search engine optimizations, where they were able to put me up on the list of people to contact to get more clients out there. And then what I started to really do is just when we were in the pandemic, we was able to go to every fire station and every mayor, and I would talk to a lot of mayors, and I would talk to a lot of fire departments, and I would ask them, here's my card and here's my pamphlet. If a family is going through a tragedy, let me know. I started to do trade shows. I started to do trade shows where I put my mannequin. And I have a mannequin, and I do trade shows. I'd go to take my trade shows, take my shoebox, and go to different insurance mixers, apartment complex mixers, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. I'd go to Chamber of Commerce's. I would go to city council meetings. I would go to coffee with the cop, pizza with the cop, and they would tell me, "Hey, oh, we would love your services," and they would let me sit there and talk to the general public, and it just started to become known more and more. It started to grow more. I started to get in every 3 months instead of one call. Now I'm getting 2-3 calls a month now, and now...
How long have you been going here now?
With my company since 2020.
Okay, all right.
Since 2020, and now I just recently just won a major contract with a big city here in San Bernardino County, and now I'm seeing 2 or 3 murders happen every day. Yeah. Every day is something different. I try to grasp it at the magnitude of one happening every day is mind blowing right now, and it's getting tough.
Well, keep going to your church, The Way of the World Outreach.
Yes, sir.
Is that the one up in the north end?
Or? Yes, sir. In the Hallmark.
Pastor Marco.
Pastor Marco, right. Marco. Yes, sir. Shout out to Pastor Marco. I love him. And my wife is the children's pastor there, and so she's awesome. Well, and she's my rock. And that through her and through prayers, what I've been doing to expand my business to help families out there that are going through a tragedy, I'm there for them. If anything happens where you need... When the cops leave and the coroner leaves, who's there to clean up? Me. Yeah. So with my name, the name of my company is Angel Heart, and we do have that compassion, that heart of an angel to help with compassion and empathy if you go through something wrong.
What an incredible story. I cannot even imagine what you have to go through. I don't want to really.
Couldn't do it.
But I know that we need you.
Yes, sir.
Especially in our city and in our county, we definitely really need you.
Yes.
And
there was nobody out here.
And I definitely see you expanding. And I'm sure you'll probably have Angel Heart through all 50 states eventually here. So
yes, we're praying for that. And I hope to expand to different counties here. So it's a slow process, you know, and everything can come in all at once, but expanding to having an office in the high desert in Riverside and probably, who knows, somewhere else. I mean,
yeah.
Sky's the limit. If you just put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Especially nowadays, there's a lot of bad situations where they need that kind of cleanup. And then not just that, just the fentanyl and drugs alone. You could have a whole division just doing that, and it's really needed.
It's really needed.
Because that fentanyl stuff's deadly. I mean, they've been talking about you pick up a dollar bill that someone snorted with it, and you're just like, oh, I got a dollar, and you can overdose that way. That's wow. Scary
That's
stuff.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, if you touch it, yeah.
So I couldn't even imagine if, like, something got spilled in a house or something. Mm-hmm. You want your baby crawling through that later on after you bought the house or something?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
That's a lot of responsibility, too.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Well, that is awesome, dude. We're going to move on to the next guest, but we might come back to you, so you can start putting them under the gun with some questions, too.
No problem.
We got
Thank you.
Ernesto Ferreira and Karina Cruz with Aaron's Light. So tell us a little bit about Aaron's Light.
Okay. Well.
Well, first tell me about yourself. Sorry, first tell me about yourself.
Sure. My name is Karina Cruz. This is one of our business partners, Ernesto Ferreira. I arrived in San Bernardino about, 10 years ago, after I had, I'm actually celebrating 10 years of sobriety. And
congratulations. That's
one of the reasons. Awesome, thank you.
Awesome,
All
awesome.
Glory to God, because I'm going to do it by myself. I arrived here in San Bernardino, and I met a team who I eventually became partners with, and they had a housing company. And that's where we say that we started back then, even though Aaron's Light itself is pretty new. We've been in the business for almost since 2014, my team and I have been on in the housing business since then. We started off as a nonprofit, and we started with two houses, and you know, working together and just marketing and networking and helping people who we were working for
rebuilding a house. Or?
We were housing people. We were putting people. We would go canvassing around to hospitals, shelters, skilled nursing facilities, different places like that. When we would get calls, because there's actually a great need for people who are going to hospitals and they don't have a place to go. So those are the people that we were taking in. They have to have an income. Unfortunately, we're not at the place where we could take people in for free and working on that. But we would take people in, maybe five or six people who had an income but didn't have enough money for, like, their own apartment. Like, or they would have the money for an apartment but no down payment. So we would put five or six people together, and we collect, we call them program dues, which is basically their rent. And we put those people together, and with that, we pay the down payment, we rent the house, and then we rent out the rooms.
Okay.
So that was how we got started. And we started from one house, and then we went from that to, I think, 8 properties at this time. Through San Bernardino, we have one in Riverside, we have one in Yucaipa. So we, in the last year, Aaron's Light is actually a new company. So we branched off and we started our business partner and I, we started off. Now we're restructuring. Aaron's Light is actually a new company, 501c3 pending. When we said we want a new, we wanted to do a whole new structure. So now we do. Our current people that we have domestic violence survivors, we have veterans, we have seniors, people who are retired, but now our long-term goal is we're starting to see that there's a greater need. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that...
When we're talking about income, does it have to be a job or could it be Social Security?
Oh, a majority of our people are Social Security recipients. But some of them, I can think of maybe like 6 to 10 people that do actually have like jobs that they go to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a majority of the people are Social Security or SSDI recipients, or they have some sort of income.
And I think it's important, Ernesto.
Yes, where are you from?
Well, actually...
He's from everywhere.
I am from everywhere, really, truly, and... I came about, you know, now being a part of the directors on the nonprofit is that I myself went through that situation. I was actually, it's funny that
we're
talking
about. It was one of our residents.
Yeah, it was one of the residents because, you know, just what you were saying, you know, all the stuff that we went through at the time, I lost my business, my family, and my health because I actually got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Because of the stress level, which I was, and I ended up in the hospital for a year, homeless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these amazing people, you know, came through my rescue really and truly. The best way to pay back, it's, you know, to go in there and see, because you've experienced it yourself.
You're paying it forward.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I cannot even say my gratitude. You know, to them, to allow me to have given me the opportunity, and that's what the whole, you know, process is about, creating that opportunity for those who really and truly want to. Okay, because I think a lot of people feel that, you got the homeless people, and they're just disrupting, and they're doing drugs, and they're doing things, and they might really and truly, but homeless is not just about that. I think you remember that movie with Will Smith, right? That he was homeless, but he was working. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. He just didn't have a place. You know, it's a lot of people that do need. You know, there is the need to have a place to.
Out of San Bernardino,
right?
you have people who are trying to work jobs on the side, they cannot afford a down payment.
This is the answer, and that's where this came in because you know now. With the way in which you know the group has structured, and I just want to share with you that one of the, you know, it's not just Karina, as I said, myself,
We have Jason Smalls, an amazing individual, all heart as well.
Heart of gold.
I was part of seeing, you know, how they worked around their behavior and how they comport themselves to the people around, right? And see how they put themselves, you know, there out there for them. We also have another one of our directors is Brenda, which is really truly amazing because this is an individual who's worked for nonprofits before. She's a financial, and as you were mentioning, an angel was talking about, right, the finances and the SBA. It's like, yeah, this is a business. This is a, you know, a venture. Yeah, there's a mission, right? There's a mission to bring the people in that have that need, right? And I don't even want to get into the political sense. It's like, why isn't the city, if we have the ability, right, to have been able to help these peoples, why aren't the city creating the ability for, you know, the people who are doing this for the city, right? Because it's a benefit to the city. Now, to take somebody off the street, have them have a place, safe, clean. Well, now there's a hub. Now they can take the next step to where they need to go.
It's a start. And I agree with this idea. A lot of times we have to realize when it comes to politicians, is we're all smart in one or two things, really smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same way. They are not geniuses in any way, shape, or form. They are smart in what they're smart in. And a lot of times they need to hear these ideas, mm-hmm. and they need to be presented these ideas to move them to the next stage. Right. That's where you guys come in, right?
Absolutely.
And
there's
no to say, you know, that it's not to say that we know, right, that the because we know people in the, you know, City Hall, right? And yes, we know that there's a lot of the issues going on. No denial. They got their hands full, clearly, right? Could we make a little room for other items? And I think that this is one of those very important items, right? There's importance for people to take them out of the street.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, what does Aaron's Light do? I mean, you can come in here. Nobody's going to check your credit. Nobody's going to check for your first month, last month, and security deposit, right? Again, you're going into a clean, safe environment.
So what they would be looking at is, so a lot of the stuff, the old days used to be favoritism, like it really used to be that way,
mm-hmm.
right? Whoever, and that may happen still here or there that we don't see as much, but it's a lot of it's data driven. So you get the data together, right? And you show them like, okay, this person we got off the street, they got into a place, they've been housed for a year or 6 months or
and we
whatever.
Have people that have been there for 7+ years.
Yeah, there you go, right? They got a job. They're moving into society. They're paying taxes.
There you go.
That's
you're
the stuff they want to hear.
Useful. Yes.
That will get their attention.
Right. What's the benefit to the city?
Yeah,
well, now you have a citizen that's out there working, generating income. He can go out there and, you know, use
buying
the services
stuff.
And
buying
stuff from the city. Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to go. And it's interesting that you mentioned the statistics, right? And what did the statistics show in terms of how many people are out there on a daily basis? I had gotten that statistic here written somewhere, but there's thousands of people.
Is that upside
like
down?
3,000.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's why I can't read it. Yeah. Like, over 3,000 people homeless a day. You know, it's like 1,600 somewhere, but 3,000 homeless people. Yeah, here it is. Look, 2020, it was 161,548 homeless people in a day, right?
For the homeless count.
For the homeless count, right?
Yeah.
And now you're looking at over 3,100. Okay.
An increase.
Homeless. What is that? Almost, right? What is that? Almost double the increase, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, we're just saying, it's like, hey, you know, everybody needs help. We also need help. How are we going to provide for more? You know, we would love to. We get calls every day
mm-hmm.
from the hospitals, from the rehabs, from, you know, veterans. We said, you know, families. Right, battered women, It's like, okay, we want a house here. Sometimes we have to put them in the office in the meantime until we find a place.
Yeah. Now, we've had emergency housing situations. Right? Where we've had cramp a family into a tiny little office.
Until we find a place.
We had nowhere else.
It's better than the street.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So it's like, yeah, we're saying, hey, help us out here. We're saying, and again, we don't want to get political, but it's like, hey, we are here. We know how to do this. We know how to handle. We have been able to be successful to have helped, you know, thousands of people safe in a shelter. So we need more housing.
That was the reason you went to the city meeting, or you were just watching?
At that time, I was just watching the city meeting.
So, like, you saw what we do, where we go up and we speak our 3 minutes, right? So that might, and then they also allow for presentations. So, like, you get in contact with the city, say, hey, I'd like to make a presentation to the city council. Mm-hmm. You guys go in there. It's longer than 3 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of explain what you do and how it can help. Yeah. And then that's not guaranteeing money, but it might...
Be aware.
That's what
the city has resources.
Our principal goal right now is raising awareness.
Yeah, it's the awareness that there's... Obviously, you don't have the words. You know, you only have to just walk down the street and see, you know, right? The people that need
there's
shelters.
There is just not enough beds. Right. And until they have enough beds, they cannot kick people off the streets. Right.
And the point is that there is help. We are here. We know how to do it. We know how to handle it. We know how to take care. We know how to take... Please, just help us out so that we can continue the mission and get more people in so that they can continue to move forward, right?
Is there a way to, like, increase the size of this project instead of just doing a house? What about an apartment building?
That's one of our big goals. We looked into, you know, and now, of course, as everybody's
aware... What about that big hotel downtown?
That's right.
Yeah, that would be
that 14-story.
That would be our golden egg.
Yeah, you're right.
That used to be for all the people from the fires. They all stayed there for emergency.
That's a good idea.
No, and we've received people from those types of situations, like there was a hotel, I think, about a year and a half ago over by that Taco Bell, over by Hospitality, by the Walmart, that they were walking in about a foot and a half of fecal matter because the pipes had all busted.
Oh, man.
And unfortunately...
They need to call you for that.
It was bad.
Their angel.
It was bad, and unfortunately, I hate to drag him through the mud because he's on his way out anyway. But the mayor was like, you're not going to have them here in San Bernardino, are you? He wanted them shipped out. And we were like, they're already here. And they were from here, and they were trying to find a place to stay. So we were able to take a few of them in. However, the situation being what it was, we were only able to take a few in because that's how much room we had at the time.
So our
big goal was just to have as many people. And what we really do, we want to expand. We want to expand, get apartment complexes, hotels, abandoned motels, things like that. And those are the types of situations. Mobile home parks. Those are the things that we have
Eyes on. I mean, we even want to build if that's possible. We looked into the, as you probably know, that the city auctions, you know, land, right? And partner up with somebody who's willing to help us out. And
I would also go to the county meetings. I mean, this seems like something that there is a lot of land in the county.
There is.
There's a lot of land.
And even if you had to, like, build out in a desert area... And then, you know, bring people in there. Still, it's better than living on the streets.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, we want to know. We want to know what the city can do for us.
So the lobbying, just like he's talking about marketing.
Exactly. We're lobbying. Yeah, yeah. We want
those business cards out and be like.
That's what I did.
We want your empty hotels. Yeah. We want those hotels that nobody's using. We can put them to good use. We can put them to house as many people as possible who are dire need.
And as a nonprofit, you know, if you want to donate a building, that's perfectly fine. We're able to. That's a tax deduction to you. So
get them kind.
And now, right now, you have a double whammy. You get a tax deduction, and you're contributing also to the homelessness issue. So that would be a huge tax deduction
if we get a hotel. Or
we'll take it. We'll take whatever you got that we can. You know, mobile homes. We'll take them. We'll make it work.
That's an awesome program. I do believe both of your teams here have ways to help San Bernardino greatly. Yours is a little more personal when it comes to tragedy, but you're still dealing with tragedy.
We are.
A lot of people have gone through bad things, and they just need a place to live. So
right.
So I just want you both to know that I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Both your companies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in here and sharing with the community about what you do. Very interesting. Good. Really good possibilities of partnering with our city infrastructure and our county infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take some, convincing. Take that data. You got your data. Show yes. them how this helps others. And our politicians, that's ultimately what they want to do, is help. Go ahead and you wanted to read off how to get a hold of your business, and we'll do the same for you.
Hi. You can get hold of me at angelheartbiotrauma.com. I'm on all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook. Call 909-246-0907 and talk with Johnny and see what we can do to help.
Okay, and y'all?
You can reach me, and my number is 949-569-0784. I don't have a private line yet, but we're working on that too.
And I'm expecting a Facebook page and everything soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. You will?
We're setting that up.
Facebook pages, and we'll tag the politicians right there in the comments below. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, talking to you.
They want answers to this stuff. Now, you're not the answer for everything, but you can cut a dent into. The more dents we get into this problem, the more people we help, and then. It helps the streets. It helps make them
yes,
look
it does.
Better.
Yes, it does.
So, and we, San Bernardino, really needs you guys back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Really I'm here.
I want to thank you all for coming on the show. I really appreciate you and for contacting
thank
me.
Thank you, Robert.
And
thank
if you guys are interested us. In getting on my show, hit me up, Robert Porter on I Love San Bernardino Explanation Points. Got almost 50,000 members. And if you're interested in sponsoring Robert Porter here, I can get your business out there too. Hit me up for that. And I want to thank Eric over there for pulling all the buttons and making everything work well.
Thank you.
And this is Robert Porter with the I Love San Bernardino County Radio Show. And stay tuned for ATL. And we are out of here.
KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook.